on this day, 25th of January, 1921. Gun battle between police and specials. Light has now been thrown on the extraordinary shooting affair at Clones, County Monaghan, during the early hours of Sunday morning, when a man who turns out to have been a special constable from Belfast was killed, and another special constable named Archdale from Enniskillen was dangerously wounded. Dublin Castle states, a party of police from Clones turned out at 3:30 a.m. in response to a report that armed burglars were in a local shop. They intercepted the alleged burglars and shots were exchanged. Later, a party of special constabulary from Newton Butler, Fermanagh, found on the street one man killed and one seriously wounded. It will be observed that it is not stated whether the men found on the street were civilians or not. Messages from Clones set out the facts. On Thursday night, the licensed premises of Mr. Macaulay in Fermanagh Street were forcibly entered, and an attempt was made to break open the safe. The visitors were disturbed by a local man who alerted the RIC, but the burglars had decamped. At 3 o'clock on Sunday morning, about 15 armed men are stated to have arrived in the town in a motor lorry from Newton Butler. They drove into Fermanagh Street and drew up outside the licensed premises of Mr. John O'Reilly. Sentries were placed at the entrance, and the remainder called on Mr. O'Reilly and Mr. Charles McEntee to come down. The men then proceeded to break in the door. In the meantime, the two occupants had escaped in their night attire and succeeded in reaching the local RIC barracks. About 12 RIC men turned out, and also some soldiers. And approaching Mr. O'Reilly's house, they called on the raiders to surrender. The reply was a volley of shots. The RIC replied with their rifles. An Ulster special named McCullough from Belfast was killed, and another named Archdale dangerously wounded. 11 prisoners were captured. Colonel C.G. Wickham, Commissioner of the Special Constabulary, stated yesterday that the public might rest assured that the authorities would take the strongest possible steps to stamp out indiscipline or improper conduct in the new force. Already, any man found guilty of any offence had been severely punished and dismissed the force. In the case of the Clones occurrence, he said, the entire party had been put under arrest, and those to whom any offence was brought home would be tried by court-martial. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. Coming after the sectarian incident in Enniskillen, where specials had fired shots at the local Catholic church, the actions of the new force in Clones, then a mainly unionist market town, did not inspire confidence.